بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. The title is آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں. آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں. دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. غر نہ سن لے اللہ ہو زباں پر کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغا میں. غر نہ سن لے اللہ ہو زباں پر کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغا میں. ورفعنا کا انعام یہ ہے آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. ورفعنا کا انعام یہ ہے آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جان میں. شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جان میں. کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر غیر ممکن آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں. کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں. سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بلا جائے کس گلستاں میں. سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بلا جائے کس گلستاں میں. نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے جامے. نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے جامے. یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں. یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں. کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زباں میں. آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وکفا وسلم علی عبادی الذین اصطفا. ما بعد. These اشعار our beloved illustrious دادا شیخ حضرت حکیم محمد اخرت صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, which is entitled آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. Let them then mention of your name, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in both the worlds. What is that? Just the mention, just taking the name of the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what the rank of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, that is far beyond comprehension. Where can we even understand? And this is the love we can see from these couplets, from every word, what love is dripping, what love is coming out, emanating from the heart of the lovers of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the heart of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll just try and briefly translate it. Literally, where Hazrat Wala rahmatullah ne says ke aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid ho aasma mein. That O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your rank, your status in this world is like how the sun is in the sky. That everything is so calm, the night is there, everybody is resting, everybody. But when the sun comes out, all those billions and trillions of bulbs which are lit up in the world, all those mean nothing. Now the sun has come out. What was the position of people, of humanity before the advent and coming of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We were in the doldrums, in the ebbs. People, there was absolutely no morals, no values in life. People didn't know what was the rank of parents, of neighbors, of children, how to do business, whatever. Now the advent of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into this world. From the time, from the creation, from the start of time, from the time of the coming of Adam ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, the whole world being prepared for the coming of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into this world and teaches us what it is to live, why we have been sent into this world, how to live with one another. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your rank, your status is like that of the sun in the sky. That all darkness, when the sun rises, all darkness just goes away. Now the stars and everything, the moon, whatever was in the sky, now everything means nothing. That one bright light, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is even the sun in the sky? Your rank is far beyond that. Dosto, ye hai shahr-e-Madina, jisse Islam phaila jahan hai. Oh friend, this is the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the city of Madina Munawwara. This is a blessed city from where Islam spread into this whole world. What sacrifices the person has to go into the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam were put to tests and trials. But the difficulties that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to bear, so that we could get Iman. So that we could be saved from the fire of Jahannam. So this is that city from where Islam spread into the whole world. What sacrifices Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. To imagine making hijrat from Makkah Sharif, the place of birth, the Kaaba Sharif, Baytullah al-Haram is there. Everything, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, looking at the Baytullah, addressing it. And just that one thing, just now, when I was mentioning in the car, that if there was no other miracle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, besides the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that alone would have been sufficient to prove the veracity and the authenticity of the Nabihood, of the messengership of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What type of Sahaba, what type of people, who was Umar radiallahu ta'ala before coming into the fold, and what he became. And the first person to be called Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala, such a person that many a time wahi came in conformity to his suggestions and his mashura, his opinions. So this is that city, oh friend. This is the city from where Islam came into the whole world. That people who were totally in the doldrums, now they became leaders, now they became guides for the rest of mankind. This is the city from where everything started. The city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Gar na ho salli ala zubapar, kya asar hoga aho fuga mein. Now when all this is there, and if a person doesn't even read durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what value, namak haram, a person, he's got no metal in him, he's got no salt in him. If a person's got anything in him, then this is the being that taught us, this is the being through who we realize what is the object of our life, why we came into this world. This is the being through whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has now made it possible that we gain salvation and we gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ridwan, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even then if we can't read the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so beautifully, now the month of Ramadan Sharif is coming, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar and on three steps he said Ameen. One of the duas of Sayyidina Jibreel ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wa sallam to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen, that if anybody hears your name and doesn't say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, doesn't send salutation, doesn't send durood, then woe be to him, maybe wretched, maybe so unfortunate. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen, and why not? La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna haq. The hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that your iman cannot be kamil, it cannot be perfect. If Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not beloved to a person more than his parents, more than his offspring, more than anybody and anything else. And why not? This is the being through whom, inshallah, we will get salvation in the akhirah, we'll get the ridwan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, ورفعنا کا انعام یہ ہے آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. یہ آیت ورفعنا لک ذکر بے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ addresses نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that we have elevated the mention of your name, just your name that we have elevated it so much. Wherever the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken, there the name of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken. Where ashhadu an la ilaha illallah is said, where ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah is said. Where everywhere where the la ilaha illallah, the last word in the first portion of the kalima, Allah. Right next to it, Muhammadan Rasulullah, the name of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what a great name, what a great being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the true love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shart al-tawheed kamil yahi hai, ishq ho aapka qalb o jaam hai. That the condition for the completion and the perfection of a person's iman is that he should have love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, we learned in the majlis of that person who thought that now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like how the Sahaba ikram had, and where he saw in a dream that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on this carriage and it's going towards a very sharp decline, a very rocky terrain, and the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could be in danger. He thought to himself, let me go and fetch four rocks that I can put at the wheels. While thinking, the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala and majma'in, who were also on that carriage, they already laid their lives at the wheels of that carriage to save the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the type of love that we should have for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we see this in the lives of the Sahaba so much. This lady who is running to the battlefield when rumor is spread that the Muslims are being defeated. She only wants to know how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your husband has been martyred. How is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Your son has been martyred. How is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Your brother has been martyred. She only worried of how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. When a gaze said her fell on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then she said, when I see your Mubarak face and your countenance, then all problems are gone. This is the type of love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us also with that type of love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Koi samjhe kya ghair mumkin aapka rutba do jahan mein. Who can understand what is the rank and what is the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is impossible to understand. Like Shaykh Sadi Shirazi rahmatullahi alayhi said, that ba'd al-khuda buzurg tuhi qissa mukhtasar. That what can we say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Suffice to say that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your rank is the most elevated, most high. سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بھلا جائے کس گلستا میں. A person whose eyes is focused upon the green dome, that is upon the being of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where else will we go? Then what is London and what is Paris and what is America and what is New York? When a person took the name of some city in the presence of Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, then Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi said that wo kis gaon ka naam hai, which village is that? We will say London and Paris with all that honor and awe and what. They said, which village is that? So a person whose sight is fixed upon the green dome of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where else will he go? The last couplet of the poem, kya kahu raf'ate shane gumbad, kuch nahi dam hai akhtar zubame, that what can we say, what is the elevated status of the green dome of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, kuch nahi dam hai akhtar zubame, that there is no ability, we don't have that potential, we don't have that capacity, the tongue is unable to mention the very, very lofty status and rank of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with true love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will lead us to following in the footsteps and the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we carry on with our kitabs, just two valuable points that we read about Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, and inshallah by which we will benefit tremendously. One was that Hazrat explained the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نظر استحمم من سهام ابليس مسموم, that the eyes is a poisonous arrow of shaitan. من تركه مخافتي, a person who gives up, does not look at haram in the fear of Allah Ta'ala, أبدلته إيمانا يجد حلاوته في قلبه. Then Allah says, I will change that he did not look in my fear, I will bless him with that iman, with the sweetness of which he will find in his heart. and on which ulama Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi has written that when the sweetness of iman enters the heart, it never goes out from there. The point that Hazrat explained on that point, that Allah put in Hazrat's heart at that moment, Hazrat says makhafati, that who gives it up in the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Not because we are with other people, not because the wife is around, not because we are in public, but in the fear of Allah Ta'ala. That is important, that a person has the fear of Allah Ta'ala, and that he does not look at this haram. So all the haram which is in the world, looking at women, etc. And besides that, also on the mobile, the cell phone. When nobody is watching, you are all alone, and then what you are watching, but you will get that sweetness of iman if in the fear of Allah you gave it up. So even at that time, Allah Ta'ala is there, He's watching you, and in His fear. And if we can realize that part of the hadith which Hazrat said, now at this moment Allah put this in my heart, that wherever we are, that we have this, that Allah is watching me. In the fear of Allah, we give up all sin. And here what has been particularly referred to, of looking at haram. Whatever haram, as a woman, etc., young boys, if a person is suffering from that disease, and he looks at them, but he saves himself in the fear of Allah. Not because there are people around, not because what will happen to my name, my reputation, but just in the fear of Allah, Allah will give him that iman, that he will actually feel the sweetness of that iman in his heart. May Allah bless us with that. At another time, when Hazrat was in Mauritius at the seaside, there Allah blessed Hazrat with also one very valuable point, and the two of these two malfoos, these two points go very well to complement one another. In the ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ, those people whose intention is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Those people who make the intention of the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Here, Hazrat pointed out to this point that the yuridun is a verb in Arabic which is called the mudari, the present and the future. In English, we have the past tense, present tense and future tense. But in Arabic, generally is the past tense, and the present and the future is the same. The same mudari is used. So yuridun is the present and the future. So, and to make intention, irada, yuridun, the fa'il, the person who does that work, in Arabic is a murid. So whether you are murid of a sheikh or not, but everyone who is murid of the pleasure of Allah, his intention is of the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Yuriduna wajha. All the time he's looking, because present and future. Now also, and all the time in the future, you are looking for the pleasure of Allah. That is a true murid, whose intention is Allah. And not only that, it's namaz times, then Allah Ta'ala, or we read Quran, then we are doing it for the pleasure of Allah. But no, all the time, present and future, wherever we are. And if we understand that point, then it will become very easy. We're making miswak also, that for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. I'm making wuzu also for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. I'm walking in my house with the right foot for the pleasure. I'm making salam for the pleasure of Allah. And also we should read Surah Ikhlas, read Durood Sharif when we enter the house. Person will get lot of barakat in his wealth, etc. So everything we do all the time for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Allah bless us with this qualities, that we realize, and everyone has to be the murid of Allah. We are murid of a sheikh, well and good, but that also is for Allah Ta'ala. It's not for the pleasure of the sheikh actually, it's actually for the pleasure of Allah. The sheikh is there to show the path to Allah, not to bring people towards him, but to take them to Allah Ta'ala. So that person who makes this irada, and continuously he makes this irada. And we also see that these Allah wala, when they are so engrossed, then Allah opens new things on them. And this is not exclusive for this path. A person who is in science, for example, he makes discoveries in that field. A person who is in some other field, he makes discoveries there. So those who are in the path of Allah Ta'ala and they want the pleasure and they want to guide people, how Allah opens on them also all these points. So Allah Ta'ala bless us that one is in the fear of Allah. For the pleasure of Allah, in the fear of Allah, we control our gazes. Then if we get that, then whether we are in public, whether we are in private, anybody knows, does not know, a person will easily, just by this great inspiration which Hazrat has given us. And the other is, whatever we do, that we do it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Making wuzu for the pleasure of Allah. Not that because it's very hot. I got wuzu, but now it's very hot, let me cool off. So I take a bath just to cool off. Now everything we do for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq inshaAllah. Yeah, in this kitab, the question and answers, and each one of us should take it and apply it to ourselves. Then we will benefit. If we think somebody asked and they answered, well, it refers to them, not to us. Like for example, we study Quran Sharif. We read of the battle of Badr. Well, it happened that time, it's for them. So then we won't benefit. But if we take it, it applies to us, it's directed to me. And if everyone takes it like that, then he will benefit. But this is now somebody else's story, well, I'm not interested in that, then we won't benefit. So he says, further in his letter which he wrote, and this should be our condition. He wrote his previous good condition. Isi tarah har buri khwahish ka khoon karne ko ki koshish jari hai. He says, in the same way, every haram desire I have, I try my best to destroy it. So we also should think, we also have haram desires, that is nafs is what everyone, and we got those desires, they come. Sometimes they come very strong, sometimes very light, but they come. But what he's writing, that we should have in us also, that I try and destroy those haram desires of mine. So, and Hazrat writes, MashaAllah, bahut dil khush hua, yahi hasil tasawwuf hai. This is the object of tasawwuf, that all our haram desires, we must destroy them. And it is within our means. This is shaitan deceives us that no, you can't help it, you can't, you're just overtaken now with your lust, you are overtaken with your anger, you can't help it, you just have to do it. That's all a deception of shaitan. As Hazrat explained, like many a person who's got anger in him. And today there's a lot of all talk about anger control, etc., managing anger, all those things. But what is anger? It is one of the biggest deceptions. Same, exactly the same, is this lust and desire which comes in us. Sometimes it's like a burning fire and you feel, I can't control myself. It's also just a deception. Like anger, for example, who you become angry on. You become angry on that person who you feel has got less power, who is under you. Like the husband usually on the wife, on the children, on the workers. We get angry on them because we feel we got some power over. But the minute somebody of higher position comes, you are getting very angry with your worker. And you are shouting him, and you are ordering him out of the house, and you say, I fired you, etc. Now just suddenly, the Department of Labor, manpower comes there. Now you see suddenly how you change. Now where's your anger gone? So it was a deception. It was a no-through. Exactly like that, all the deceptions of shaitan. It makes it, it is like that. For example, you feel you are watching your mobile and what terrible things you are watching. I can't help it. I have to see. I have to just go on to this other site or something. But just then, somebody comes in, your wife comes in and she says, now suddenly where is your lust gone? All that which was such a burning ball of fire and you couldn't control yourself, now where it vanished? So it is all shaitan's deception. So Hazrat says, hasil at-tasawwuf, that when these desires come and you think of Allah, you reduna wajha, that you want to please Allah Ta'ala, makhafati, in the fear of Allah, then inshallah, all this a person will be able to overcome easy. May Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. Hazrat Aqdas Madda Zillahu Ta'ala, aapki sohbat se, درد دل، کیفیت احسانی، کیفیت ایمانی حاصل کرنے آتا ہوں. اینڈ دس از واٹ وی شوڈ ٹرائی اینڈ کم وتھ آلسو ان دس گیدرنگ. حضرت کتاب زارید، اٹ از حضرت مجلس، اٹس ناٹ آور مجلس، حضرت مجلس. سو ہی سیز آئی کم ٹو یور گیدرنگ ان آرڈر ٹو اکوائر دا لو آف اللہ، دا فرسٹ تھنگ درد دل. سیکنڈ کیفیت احسانی، دیٹ از دیٹ اللہ از واچنگ می. If we can reach that stage that I'm seeing Allah, the qudrat of Allah I see, but at least that I know Allah is the, so for that reason I come, that I get this consciousness that Allah Ta'ala is watching me. Kaifiyat imani, and the kaifiyat, the qualities of iman, that what is iman. And if we get that, just to understand what is iman, one instance that comes to mind, in the way when the British were trying to finish the Muslims and finish Islam, and in one battle where the ulama fought them and they had captured the ulama, so one alim, they said they captured him with his young son, and they wanted to the secrets of the Muslims, how they are planning their strategies, what war plans they have got, etc. They wanted that. So he told them, I will give them to you on condition that you kill the son of mine in front of my eyes. So they wanted that, so they killed the son. They told him, now give the secrets, what was it? He said, now you can forget, I'll never give the secrets. I was afraid, he's still a young boy, under pressure, torture or something, he might give our secrets away. So his own blood son. So he asked, what made you do this? That your own blood son in front of your eyes you had him killed. And for what? He says, because of Iman. The British officer went mad. He said, Iman, Iman, what is this Iman? So this is Kaifiyat Imani, where we are not even amateurs, we are nowhere near there. Allah Ta'ala bring us to that stage that we have that Iman, that we can sacrifice. Today we can't sacrifice our eyes, our little desire. Forget all these big sacrifices. This is that Iman. And in all the ulama and everyone who gave for sacrifices, with the British in India, in other places in the world, whether it was in Egypt, Morocco, whether it was in Malaysia, Indonesia, what were sacrifices they had given? Sheikh Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali, who is buried in Cape Town. They fought the British there in Indonesia, and they brought them from Java as prisoners of war. They brought them here, and they brought them as slaves here. But here also, how they established Islam, and they kept Islam away alive when it was a capital sin which involved capital punishment if you practiced Islam. They couldn't practice Islam, but they kept Islam alive. And they taught Islam, and the slaves who were also Muslims, also Indonesian from Java, they should walk 50, 100, 200 kilometers for Jumu'ah namaz. What sacrifices they made. Where are we? We can't. And they were slaves. If they had to be just known that they are practicing Islam, just taking the name of Allah, they should be whipped and they should be left. But they didn't worry about any of those things. So this is Kaifiyat Imani. So he says that I come to your majlis in order to gather this. Allah Hazrat says, Allah Ta'ala aapke husne zan ke mutabik maamla farmaye. May Allah Ta'ala give you according to your good intention. So how a person comes, that is what he gets. If he comes with that intention, if we come where we just have to go, 1 hour I'll have to spend there, and I have to go and come and that, and I just have to sit there, that is what we will get. And if we come and just see what top desires, he says, I come to learn the love of Allah. And every person gets according to his intention. And in this field also, it 99% is the murid's effort. The sheikh is just to guide him. That is nothing more. And here with all our buzurgs, kitabs, and what they have said, how much of inspiration we get. So Allah give us all that we come here with that to learn the love of Allah Ta'ala. To get the qualities of Ihsan. And just to think Allah is watching me. Allah who is so merciful. As we heard the nazm now, the ash'ar of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Naaj Sharif. When Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Allah Ta'ala. What is Allah, the love of Allah, the kindness of Allah Ta'ala, we cannot imagine at all how great Allah Ta'ala is. So that Allah is watching you, thinking of Allah. Then to get concentration in namaz will become also so easy. Because you are thinking, Allah is watching me all the time. And if Allah brings that stage, that is though I am seeing Allah Ta'ala. And now the lover and beloved are meeting one another. So this relationship, what a great relationship. One person mentioned today, very, very wealthy person. And first his life was completely in a different line. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala brought him towards him. So somebody told him, you must go for holiday. I see. He said, I go every day, 5 times a day for holiday. He says, when I make my namaz, I'm on holiday. You go for this enjoyment of this dunya. What enjoyment I get in my namaz? MashaAllah. You say every day, 5 times a day, and I go to the biggest, greatest resort where nobody of the world can reach. I go to that resort, and 5 times a day I go there. So Allah give us that enjoyment of namaz like this. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with all these qualities, and let us realize the purpose for which Allah has sent us in this world. Life is short, it's getting finished, and this is what Allah has sent us for, not for wasting our time in this dunya and gathering, accumulating dunya and all, getting involved in all the discussions and things of dunya. How much of our time we spend just on all what's happening here, what's happening there, and we forget what we have to be doing. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab, Kashkol e Ma'rifat, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali is also how he made tarbiyat of the people. One person, it's not written here, you just read it. Young person came to Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali and he said he's madly in love with a girl and he just wants to marry her. Parents are not happy, nobody is happy. So Hazrat said, very good, no problem. After namaz, just stand up and make announcement. All make dua for me. That I want to marry this girl, and my parents are not happy, nobody is happy, but I want to marry her. He said, Hazrat, that thing is gone out of my heart. That desire, and it's just gone. The bird flew away. It's gone, just like the Hazrat was of that caliber. How he should make a large of people, Allahu Akbar. So anyway, yeah, Hazrat is writing about ghibat, which is so common amongst us also, and the sad part is, we don't know we are involved in ghibat. One is mental ghibat, inshallah that won't be written as a sin, but that is also evil. Just in our mind we are thinking. It becomes a sin if we really think of it solidly. Just the thought comes, this person is bad, this person did that, this person did like that. Just the thought, inshallah, we won't be... But that is also bad. But where we plan in our mind and now that whole conversation is carrying on in our mind, that becomes a sin also. And today not that, as Allahu Akbar. It has been explained where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullukum khatta'un. All of you are sinners. Yet I feel I haven't got any sins. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has categorically stated, all of you are sinners. And yet we are satisfied, I'm not a sinner. So there's ghibat. And almost all ulama who wrote on this subject, they have written that even ulama, even the righteous and the pious also are involved in this. And we don't realize it, and we're thinking we're all right. So there is a very serious, anyway, the treatment for it, Hazrat has written here, ghibat ka silsila shuru hone ke waqt, when you understand now, the ghibat is starting, which usually also starts like this, it's haram to make ghibat of anyone. But, and now you know it's going to start. So what must you do when you hear the but? So what you must do at that time, sabse behtar ye hai, ke wahan se kisi bahana se uth jaye. With some excuse, proper excuse, get up from there and go away from there. Or phir bhi lagdish ho jaye, and still, if you make a mistake. And Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi, Allahu Akbar, what Islah, what Allah had given him firasat and understanding. For example, in another place he writes, for women to go to weddings, to go to gatherings, it's not permitted also. Today we say it's permitted. Hazrat says it's not permitted. Woman, she must stay in the four walls of her house. But Hazrat says you won't get it right. The woman will go. So what you do is you tell them, no, no problem, you can go. But with your normal clothes you wear at home. And with your no jewelry. You're not allowed to wear jewelry, and you're not allowed to go with another dress up and how they become smart. Just what? Then she'll never go. Because she's going also to show her clothes, to show her jewelry, that I've got this clothes. So that you won't be able to stop her. So you stop her from this, and then automatically she won't go. So Hazrat says that still, if it does, ghibah does take place, تو ہر غیبت پر دو رکعت صلاۃ توبہ کا التزام انشاءاللہ تعالی مانع ہوگا. If you are every time you made غیبت, at least read two rakats of صلاۃ توبہ. And we know that nafs is such, for any small excuse we are prepared to miss this nafil, that sunnat غیر مؤکدہ, or we make even other namaz short, just little bit, whatever we can put some excuse in our mind, that my wife gets cross, the food is getting cold, okay, I'll leave out my nafils now. Anything else, which is so easy to read the two rakats, it might seem easy, but every time we get involved in ghibat, whatever the other things we have to do, make two rakats of salatu tawbah also. And also Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali explained, give some sadaqah also. In this way we will, the nafs doesn't like this thing. To spend your money, the nafs doesn't like. To stand up and make namaz, the nafs doesn't like. And naturally, this person who's concerned and he wants to come out of ghibat, is a person who's worried of his islah. So he's not just going to slap dash and read his namaz. Read it properly, and that is even more hard on the nafs. Kibar ki alamat. Yeah, Hazrat is explaining one of the signs that a person has got pride in him. Hadith Sharif has also shown the signs. This year, Hazrat is explaining one sign. Kibar ki alamat ye hai ki agar aap ki koi ta'zeem na kare, to aapko ghussa aave. That if somebody doesn't respect you, then you become angry. There was a gathering, family gathering, wherever, friends were sitting, wherever. You came, nobody even took any notice of you, made salam. Now that anger starts boiling in you. There is a sign, you got pride. How much more pride you got? You'll, for example, you got a lot of pride, you'll take it out also. And you'll tell them, people can't even make salam. You won't say, you're not making salam to me. To make salam is faraz. Or I made salam, people not giving answer. Or anything like that. He will take it out. Or he'll take it out sideways. For some other reason, he'll tell them, Yupal is now involved in all this dunya stocks. We're just talking of sports. Actually, he's crossed because they didn't make him salam. They didn't give him respect. Yupal just talking of politics here all the time. He'll take it out somehow or the other. But actually, because they didn't make him salam. Aur uske dar pe ho jave. And now you try, they didn't make me salam. I will find somewhere where I can hit them back again. I can take my revenge and I can take it out on them in somehow or the other. Then that also is all the signs that a person has got pride in him. Ujub ka ilaj. Ujub, vanity, that you don't look down at anyone, but you feel I'm good. Even if, you don't think others are bad, but I'm pious, I'm righteous. Which one treatment Hazrat also gave, Mona Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. کہ نیک بننا فرض ہے, اپنے آپ کو آپ کو نیک سمجھنا حرام ہے. That to become pious is فرض, but to think I'm pious, this is حرام. So when a person thinks I'm pious, I'm good, I'm kind, I'm tolerant, I'm humble, all these that I am like that, I got these qualities, that is عجب, that is also a kind of pride. And both are equally حرام. میں آج کل اکثر الگ الگ رہتا ہوں, one person wrote. That nowadays I stay more separately on my own. Kisi se ikhtilat nahi rakhta. I don't mix with people. Usse bhi kabhi ujub aamez khiyal paida hota hai. Then also, I get this thought that I'm very pious. I don't mix with the people. People are all just involved in other discussions and wasting time, etc. So I just stay alone. This pride talks that I'm good. That these thoughts also come to me. Hazrat replies, لا يضرو, کوئی نقصان دہ نہیں. This doesn't harm. That you just, the thoughts come, this is not harmful. اور ایسے خیالات کی وجہ سے اگر اختلاط کیا جاوے, and because of this thoughts that people think I'm very pious, and or I think, I not our people, but I think I'm pious because I'm staying separate. People are talking of dunya's things, of all dunya's matters they are talking. I'm just staying separate. Because of that, you go and mix with the people now. اگر اختلاط کیا جاوے وہ مضر ہوگا. Now you go and mix with the people, that will be harmful. Like for example, it happens, you go to a function, walima, you go to a mayyat at the house, you go to qabristan, people are talking always. Now you stay one side, and you are doing your whatever you want to. Now the thought comes, shaitan is too cunning. He comes in, what ways? Now you think you are very pious, you're not mixing with the people. You don't know it's good akhlaq to go and talk. Don't show yourself so pious. Staying away, Hazrat said, la yadurru, this won't harm you. But now when you go and talk, this is also shaitan's way. Now he'll get you involved in all the other things. Agar ikhtilat kiya jawe, wo muzir hoga. Shaitan ki ye bhi ek tarkeeb hai. This is also the way of shaitan that he brought in you now. Now don't think you are so pious. And you are just here on your own. You are reading whatever, and you are bashing the mayyat. Or you are going to the qabars and various reading. You are not mixing where the people are standing in groups and talking there. You are just carrying on. So now shaitan will tell you, no, mix with them. You are, don't think you are so pious. You are ordinary person. You also go and talk, ask them how they are, etc. But that is also one trick of shaitan. And Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, all his kitabs are also very, very beneficial to make the islah of a person. Many, many people had become bad to Maulana Thanvi, but they were very far from him. People from South Africa also in those days, other countries also. And what he used to write to them, just read my kitabs. And that is enough. Yeah, and what a ulum. And we can't imagine the ulum which Allah had given to Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah. Till today, and it will still carry on. How many ulama, people, righteous people, Allah puts it in their heart, and from Maulana, so many kitabs, all his bayans, etc., his writings, and that. They take out one subject, like for example, on marriage. And from all his kitabs, whatever he had spoken on the different, they put it in one place. Somebody else on respect of parents. Somebody else on how to treat the wife. And they took out from Maulana, where he spoke somewhere in a bayan, this piece. So how Allah is putting in the hearts of the people, and this is just carrying on and on. And according to the need of today, those ulama who are concerned and worried of the condition of the ummah, they also take Maulana's kitabs and they find these things and put it together. And there another kitab is prepared again in the name of Maulana Thanvi, and it's according to the requirement of today. Like for example, our present condition which we are going through. We know all the problems of the ummah, individuals, people got families, people got problems, communities, people got problems, and all types of problems. So, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in his time, have written and given us, and all the time. So, mashallah, Allah reward the ulama of today. They take those things out and present it to us. And a person gets surprised that this prescription and this solution. We don't have to think of it today. I'm a big alim, very big philosopher, and I can see the condition and what's the solution. Just look what the ulama, our akabir, have written. And we get everything. And all that is from Quran and Hadith. And these things were there also. And that is why there were problems that time also. So when the people will come 1400 years later, they will have problems. They can see how we solve them. So we have to find our solutions here. But we look for our solutions where they are not present. We think some politicians will solve our problem. We will think that some psychologists will solve our problems. Some marriage counselors will solve our problems. Some money advisors, finance advisors will solve our problems. No, we're looking for our solution where it doesn't exist. You can look till the cows go home. You're not going to find your solution. Look for it where it is. Allah has given it to us in the Quran Sharif. But so sad today, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, when the time comes, when people take poison as the medicine, and they take medicine to be poison, then how can we find our solution? Today, generally, the Muslims also, we don't see our solutions in deen. We see our solution. For example, in Deeni Ta'aleem, who will see that I can live and I can enjoy life in Deeni Ta'aleem? Openly we say, you become a Maulana, you're going to die hungry. Yeah, you're going to die. What's going to happen to your wife? She'll be on the road. Which Maulana's wife is on the road till today? Other people's wives may be, but which Maulana's wife is on the road? All the things they say, what funny things. Whereas it is so clear that indeed is our solution. We'll say it, or perhaps we'll mumble it somewhere, or we'll want to, but in our heart it is, our solution is not indeed. Our solution is in a Western way, modern way of life. In other ways of life, our solution is not in deen. Allah Ta'ala, let us realize where our solution is and take those solutions. And whoever has done that, and with that yaqeen, that is very important also. Not just superficial, and not just an outward thing, and inside it is something else. Definitely that person, Allah has solved his problems. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. We'll just read one couplet here. Zahir may go, just is all, that when difficulties come in our lives, when ease and comfort, we are happy, Allah is giving me, but sometimes Allah tests us, Allah wants to give us a higher stage, so He puts a test, so we don't ask, we just ask for goodness from Allah. But where Allah, in His wisdom, He sometimes puts difficulties in our lives. So when those difficulties come, how should we treat those difficulties? Zahir may go bala sahi. Outwardly, it's a problem that what I've got now, I got financial problems, marriage problems, I got sickness, my son is sick, my wife is sick, I'm sick, whatever it is, all the problems. So outwardly, it's a problem, we'll admit. Lekin karam liye hue. But that problem has also got the kindness of Allah hidden in it. Every black cloud has got a silver lining. It is a problem, but there is some goodness in it which I don't understand. For example, you are melting gold, and the dirt is coming out, and the smoke is coming out, but the gold is coming out pure in the meantime. So with all these difficulties, there is some goodness also. Say, Allah put that in our hearts. When the difficulty comes, we just go wailing, moaning, crying. Oh, I got this problem, I got that problem, I got... You look for my solution here, look for my solution there. Now, every problem, everything is from Allah Ta'ala. So when the problem comes, it's also from Allah. And everything from Allah is only goodness. Outwardly, sometimes that goodness comes with a whole wrapped also in goodness. And sometimes the goodness comes and it is wrapped in difficulties and hardships. Jisme hamari maslahat muzmir ho, wo saza nahi. In which our goodness is included, how can that be our punishment? Whatever comes is from Allah. And the difficulty which is I'm facing now is my problem. It is on the outside. But what comes from Allah, how can that be a problem? How can that be a punishment? It's a problem outwardly, temporarily. We must just be at it and just stick to Allah. And we see how many cases like this. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, some riwayat up to 18, 19 years he was ill. And what his condition? But then Allah opened his way. Other people, what difficulties they had to go through. How many, one person, they met him in a desert in Egypt. And he owned no arms, no legs. Only his body and his head. And he had his one son, and that son used to make his wuzu for him. And just in a little like a thatch hut in the desert. And when some travelers came and they saw a little place here, they went and visited. So that person told them, and happily, cheerfully he is. No legs, no arms, no nothing, only that. He says that my son makes my wuzu for me to make my namaz, and he hasn't returned today. If you can go and find out. Found out, wolf ate him up. And now he is just like that. He was only support, but still he's happy, it's from Allah. And the real after, whatever, even till mort, how many people have difficulty. But what you're going to get in akhirat, where there we will see it comes, that a person will wish, when he sees the rewards of what difficulties he went through, that in the world, if I was skinned alive, it should have been better for me. So we are weak, very weak. To talk is easy. But today we just get a little pain in a finger. And we don't know. Little headache, little stomach ache, and it's a big problem. But Allah save us from all difficulties. But iman has to be built. That's why we come here. But that's why I have to speak, have to speak. My iman is to be made. Our iman is to be made. And if we add it, how this person has written, I come here to learn all these things. If we come with those niyats which he has written, then inshallah, Allah will bless us for the, with that also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.